the news. I'm Shane Bigham. The International Olympic Committee has confirmed the delay of the medal ceremony for the figure skating team event at the Beijing Olympics due to a legal issue. The ceremony to award the Russian Olympic Committee team their gold medals, with the United States getting silver and Japan bronze, was not held as scheduled on Tuesday. Officials say the unspecified issue could affect medalists and requires a legal consultation with the governing body of skating. President Thomas Bach of the International Olympic Committee says the victory of Chinese skier Gu Ailing will be one of the greatest moments of the Beijing Winter Olympics.
And then to see Ailing Gu with her best performance ever at the right moment, and getting this across, you know, where you in a way where you could see and feel. On the one hand, the adrenaline she had, and on the other hand, the poor joy about this success, and also caring about others at the same moment. I think this will remain to be one of the great moments of these Olympic Games.
Gu became the first Olympic champion in the women's freestyle big air on Tuesday. A highlight of the Winter Games on Thursday will be men's figure skating. Guoyan has more.
Chinese figure skater Jinbo Yang, who got qualified to free skating, says he aims at better performance at the upcoming event. Jin is in Group 3 and will be the number 14 skater to show up. Japan's Yuzuru Hanyu will give a go for his quadruple axel, which involves 4.5 revolutions in the air. The Japanese skating sensation has tried to land the jump in this morning's training session. The move has never been completed in any Olympics in history. Japan's rising star Yuma Kageyama, who ranked second in the short program, is expected to grab a medal. Mexico's history maker Donovan Carrillo achieved his personal best in the short program. The 22-year-old is the first figure skater from his nation to make the Olympic Winter Games in 30 years, and the first to qualify for the free program.
The Beijing Winter Olympics have been questioned for using artificial snow. Organizers say the athletes prefer man-made snow, and its use has been a common practice for decades. Tu Yun reports.
Man-made snow was first used at the 1980 Winter Games in New York. Spokesperson Yan Jirong of the Beijing Organizing Committee says major events for winter sports, including recent editions in the Winter Olympics, have used great amounts of artificial snow. She quoted experts explaining why man-made snow is preferred.
Artificial snow is more stable to develop and shape courses and can meet the different requirements for snow in different competitions and on different tracks. There are different types of snow with different characteristics. Various needs cannot be met with using only natural snow.
For the purpose of being eco-friendly, several reservoirs have been built to store rainwater for making snow. Li Sun is Director General of the Beijing Organizing Committee for the Games General Planning Department.
The Beijing Winter Games have a special feature. The water used to produce artificial snow is all surface water. Besides, the electricity used to power the snow machine is generated through green methods. Moreover, no additives are added to the man-made snow. Even when the snow melts down, it won't have any negative impacts on the environment.
Organizers say venues in the three competition zones are all powered by renewable energy, including wind power and photovoltaic power generated in the Zhangjiakou cluster.
A Chinese military spokesperson has urged the United States to revoke a possible $100 million U.S. dollar arms sale to Taiwan. Wu Qian called the plan gross interference in China's internal affairs and stated that it undermines relationships between the two countries as well as peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait. He says the U.S. move violates the One China principle. China's unveiled its plan for rocket launches this year. The plan includes 6 manned space flights for completing the construction of the Tiangong space station. The country will also launch its first hybrid rocket. Myanmar's State Administration Council has confirmed it will not send representatives to the upcoming ASEAN foreign ministers meeting. This will be the second time Myanmar is absent from the meeting since October of last year. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.